AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is threatening another attack on Iran. On Truth Social, Trump wrote, quote, hopefully Iran will quickly come to the table and negotiate a fair and equitable deal. No nuclear weapons. One that is good for all parties. Mentioning the June strikes on Iran, Trump wrote, quote, the next attack will be far worse. A man is under arrest after Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar was sprayed with an unknown substance during a town hall in Minneapolis yesterday.
A man is under arrest after Democratic U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar was sprayed with an unknown substance during a town hall in Minneapolis Tuesday. The spraying happened as Omar called for the abolishment of ICE.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment.
Police say the man sprayed Omar with a syringe. He was tackled to the ground, and Omar said she would continue with the town hall and would not be intimidated. Police identify the man as 55-year-old Anthony Kazmierczak. I'm Donna Warder.
We'll know later today whether the Federal Reserve is planning another interest rate cut. AP correspondent Mike Kempen has more.
Federal Reserve officials are expected to keep their short-term interest rate unchanged after three rate cuts last year. Not making a change after today's meeting would ignore pressure for lowering borrowing costs from the White House in favor of waiting to see how the economy evolves. The rate-setting committee remains split between those officials who oppose further cuts until inflation comes down and those who want to lower rates to further support hiring. Most economists expect the Fed to cut rates twice this year, most likely at the June meeting or later.
This is AP News. Three young brothers are among at least 50 deaths around the country in the bitter cold that's followed a massive winter storm. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In Bonham, Texas,
I watched all of them struggle.
Brothers aged 6, 8, and 9 fell through the ice on a pond Monday. Cheyenne Hangeman is their mother.
I ran across as much ice as I could to get to them and eventually ended up falling in myself.
She says she tried to pull them out of the water.
But their ice just kept breaking every time I would set them up there, and I would just keep trying to go to each one of them, trying to help them. And it was only me.
Hangeman said a man eventually arrived on the scene and was able to throw her a rope and pull her out.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. By that time, I knew that my kids were already gone. So I just had to try to fight for my life at that point.
All three boys' bodies have been recovered. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.